I couldn't afford it at the time.
Then what did you look at it for?
It was out of her price range.
She said, I'd like to get this place, but I don't think I can make the deposit. Sort of a hint, you know?
Now he's broke.
I tapped out on my savings account to make this happen for her.
It wasn't an agreement that I was paying him back.
How many people have you given $4,000 to in your lifetime? How many people have you given $2,000 to?
Nobody.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Alfred Pereira III says ex-girlfriend Miriam Lawrenson owes for a security deposit, rent, and the return of a GPS system. Miriam claims Alfred is a scorned man.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 129 on the calendar, the matter of Pereira versus Lawrenson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Pereira, you claim that you made a loan to the defendant, actually one large loan for her rent and security when she wanted to move. And then you claim that you loaned her your GPS system, which she refuses to return. You want the GPS system back, and you want the return of your money. The defendant, who was a friend of yours, you briefly dated, but then, according to you, no longer were romantically involved with, but remained friends. She says that you were more than willing to help her out. There was never any discussion of paying you back. That's what you say. How old are you?
28.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a cook at a restaurant.
You have children?
I have 3 children.
How old are they?
9, 3, and 2.
Who watches the children when you're working?
Ladies from my church.
You pay them?
Sometimes, sometimes no. They know I don't make that much money.
This all sounds not very kosher to me, Miss Lawrenson. So there's something here that I'm not getting. Do you understand?
Okay.
People work, they have young children, they pay for childcare. So your answers are sort of not sitting well with me.
I did have a live-in babysitter, and she was not working out. And the women in the church came together and said that they would each take a turn each night, you know, to help me out.
How long have they been doing that?
For a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my position transferred to daytime so that I can put my kids in a daycare center, learning center.
So right now you're a cook at night?
Yes, which makes it, you know, difficult to have a decent babysitter.
And you wanted to move from where to where?
I was living in a one-bedroom tiny apartment with the 3 kids, and we were friends, and it was after we had had that period of dating, and it was not working. You know, I was not comfortable with it, but we remained friends, and I was looking around for a house that I could afford, and I couldn't really find one. And when I found one that I liked, he wanted the deposit.
You found, just a second. You found one that you liked?
Yes.
And what did you do when you found one that you liked?
Well, I told him about it.
You called him or you saw him?
Oh, no, he came and looked at it with me.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
How did he know to come and look at it with you?
Oh, because we were friends and, you know, I wanted him to see the house. But I knew I couldn't afford it at the time. And
then what did you look at it for? If you knew you couldn't afford it, what did you look at it for?
I didn't. There was no price listing on it until after we looked at it with the landlord. And then I found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew how much I liked it. He said he had some money set aside, and he wanted to help the kids and I get into a home more fitted for our size. And he's like, I'll give the landlord the check, not you, and you guys can move in. I talked to the landlord. The landlord said that was fine as long as the checks were good. We met on 2 occasions. One was for the deposit, and one was for the first and second month's rent. And he made the checks out to the landlord. The only agreement was with him was that he didn't want to be on the lease or responsible for the house. He would help me get in it, and that was it.
When did he give you this money? In what month and year?
Last year in December.
The prior year, did you get a refund on your tax returns?
I had not worked the prior year. The first 2 years before that, I cared for my mother and my grandmother who died 10 months apart from cancer. And
where did
I was
you
their
live?
Caretaker with them.
So this was the first year that you were expecting a refund?
I wasn't expecting that much of a refund, and we hadn't even really discussed it, and we went to Vegas. He said he was going to Vegas. He wanted somebody to go with him. I had always been clear about that we were just...
In what month? In what month are you talking about going to Vegas?
January, after he had given the landlord, you know, the money and everything. And we were only friends at that time.
After he gave the landlord the money, did he ever stay at your home? Don't go look over there.
I mean,
after he gave, after he gave the landlord the money, did he ever stay at your home?
He did, but it was never a physical action. It was just because he was drinking.
Did he ever stay at your home is my question.
Yes.
How often did he stay at your home?
Not often.
More than five times?
No.
Less than five times between the time you moved in and the time you went to Vegas?
Yes.
Would that be a fair statement, sir?
Yes.
Now, sir, you want to tell me the discussion about the rent when you wrote the checks to the landlord?
Yes. Miriam was telling me how she thinks she could put the funds together to make her rent. So she was telling me about it, and she showed me this place, and she said, we're thinking about this one. I was like, okay. And a couple weeks went by, she's telling me again how she wants to get a new place. She got three dogs, three kids, little place. They don't encourage dogs and cats at her place. I was like, okay. Then she drove me to this place. We're talking. She says, I'd like to get this place, but I don't think I can make the deposit. Sort of a hint, you know? So I thought to myself, well, if I loan you money, how am I getting paid back? And I said, I need the money because unlike you, I'm a single guy. I have no property. I have no kids. I said, I got to pay taxes. So I'm going to be counting on that money. Oh, yeah. Yes, Fred. Yes. I get $1,800 a kid upon tax return. So I was like, well, you know, everybody I know that has kids, they get a pile of money back. So I went for it. I said, okay. And she set up a meeting there. She's like, hey, we're going to meet with the landlord. I was like, okay. So I wrote him a check December 11th, 2009 for $1,875. That was for deposit and half a month's rent. And I tapped out of my savings account to make this happen for her with her knowing I need it back. And then January 6th, 2010, I wrote another check for $2,500. And then everything was fine. That was for first and last month's rent. So she moved in just before Christmas. She had her Christmas tree of animals. Everybody's happy. So it made me feel pretty good that I was able to do something like that for somebody, especially at that time. So time went on, came to be tax return time. I went over to Miriam's house one morning and she's all dressed up. I was like, you look nice. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna go do my taxes. You wanna go? I said, yes. So I went with her down there, and we started filing her taxes. They're sorting out the paperwork, and it got to the point where she was going to give you the figure of how much she was going to get back. Then the lady stated, she's all, you got an account number to put this into? And Mary and I discussed when I said, how am I getting this money back? And she told me upon tax return time, I'll give the lady there or whoever at the tax place your account number to deposit it right into your account. So the lady stated, she said, do you have an account number you want to deposit this into? And I was waiting for Miriam to say something like, oh, yeah, right here, this guy's. And no, she gets up. She said, hold on, I'm going to go look in my van for my checkbook. So when she goes looking for her checkbook, I'm sitting there starting to get nervous. I'm like, well, this ain't what we talked about. And then she comes back furious. She's like, there's got to be a mistake. This ain't right. I'm going to another place. So they wrapped it all up, put all paperwork away. Miriam's crying. She's telling me, sorry, Fred. I wanted to ask her the question, why weren't you about to give her my account number? And she's crying so much. And I had to go to work at that time. So she took me to my car, and I went to work.
Was this before or after you took her to Vegas?
This was after.
After you took her to Vegas.
And then after she dropped me off, wherever she went for the second place she filed her taxes, I don't know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're 28 years old. You have three children. You've been around the block two or three times. So you're a pretty savvy girl, right? How many people have you given $4,000 to in your lifetime?
And later today,
I was told to pretend like nothing was wrong and just to go along with how things were, because when the police questioned him, they wanted to catch him off guard.
Have you been prosecuted for this, sir?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Alfred Pereira III is suing his ex-girlfriend, Miriam Lawrenson, for a loan for a security deposit and rent, and for the return of a GPS system.
How much did you get back, Ms. Lawrenson?
It was a little over $1,500.
Why didn't you give it to him?
Because it wasn't an agreement that I was paying him back.
Listen to me. If you knew that he was taking his money out of savings, and if you at least believed that he had an interest in you that was other than platonic, which is what you're going to tell me, right?
that he had an interest in,
we were friends.
That he had an interest in you that was other than platonic.
I did not know he still had an interest.
Really? Really?
We had been friends and we had been fine friends. All I knew is
Ms.
he
Lawrence
wanted to help me and the kids.
You're 28 years old. You have three children. You've been around the block two or three times. So you're a pretty savvy girl, right? How many people have you given $4,000 to in your lifetime? I want you to think about it. Give me your
Nobody.
Give me their names, telephone numbers, and addresses.
Nobody.
How many people have you given $2,000 to?
Nobody.
Nobody. Right. Now, where's his GPS system?
I don't have it.
Where it is it is my question.
Car. It was in his car. I had used his car while my van was broken down, and it was in his car. I do not have it.
Mr. Pereira, she doesn't know where your GPS system is, sir. She owes you $4,375. That's what you owe him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused. May step out.
With the fact that he offered the money.
Yes, of course. Took advantage of it.
And knew I couldn't afford it.
I did many things for her and her kids.
And expected it back after I wasn't willing to be in a relationship with him.
Apparently, it's not appreciated at all.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Castillo. Step forward, please.
21-year-old Carolyn Williams is suing her ex-boyfriend, Carlos Castillo Sr., for stealing her debit card and withdrawing money without her permission.
Miss Williams, Mr. Castillo was your boyfriend, and you claim that he took your ATM card without your permission and withdrew some $1,600 from your account.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Castillo acknowledges that he withdrew money. What he says is he withdrew it with your permission and for you. So I'm going to turn to you, Mr. Castillo. How long were you and Miss Williams involved in a relationship?
For approximately 3 months.
From when to when?
September to December.
December what?
The 23rd, I moved out.
So you were living with her?
Yes, for 3 months.
How long did you know her before you moved in with her?
Approximately 7 or 8 months.
Were you paying rent when you lived with her?
No, I was not.
Why not?
Because I wasn't asked to. And when I offered it, I was told not to.
What were you doing?
I was unemployed at the time, and then I received the job in November into December, so I was unemployed for about a month and a half while I was there.
Okay, so for at least half the time you were living there, you didn't have a job?
Correct.
And where did you get your money from?
Alyssa was giving me money. I'm sorry, Carolyn. I refer to her as Alyssa because it's her middle name. Her name is Carolyn. She was handing me money when I needed it.
Well, then how were you offering her money? You were offering her back her own money?
No, I had money prior to her asking her for money. Mm-hmm.
And what caused you to move out on December 23rd, Mr. Castillo?
She was messing around with her ex-girlfriend behind my back, and I decided to move out because I couldn't handle it anymore 2 days before Christmas.
When was the money withdrawn from your account?
The 15th of December, the 21st, the 28th of December, and then the 13th of January.
Now, Mr. Castillo, the security tapes at the bank indicate that it was you on those four occasions who withdrew the money, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, you explained to me what you were doing withdrawing money on December 28th and January 13th, which was after you had found out she was socially messing around with somebody else to such an extent that you wanted out of the relationship.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. Can I?
Don't. No. You can explain it to him later.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, at my stage in life, I don't have enough time to try to explain it to you because I think I'd be here all day.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carolyn Williams says ex-boyfriend Carlos Castillo Sr. stole her debit card and then stole her money.
How come you were using her card and her PIN number to withdraw money after the relationship was over?
Okay, well, I was doing it because I was told that she couldn't withdraw any more than $400 without her mother's permission or signature because her mother's a second holder in the account. So I was told to take them out $400 at a time because her best friend needed money for her books at school because her grant didn't come until the month after her classes started.
So even though you thought she was messing around and cheating on you, you did this favor for her after you moved out on December 28th and January 13th.
Correct.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, we also were seeing each other after I had moved out, all the way past my birthday, which is January 20th.
Seeing each other where?
Socially at my sister-in-law's house in Hopedale.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you report this to the police?
I reported the card missing on January 15th.
Can I see the report?
Sure.
Now, Miss Williams, how did you find out that the card was missing?
I went to use the card to pay for my books for school, and I realized that my card was missing.
Now, you agreed with Mr. Castillo's statement that you two were still seeing each other.
We weren't, like, not like romantically, but we were still hanging out as friends.
Your Honor, that's not true.
Until when?
He was correct, right past his birthday, January 21st.
My birthday, we slept
together. And what happened on January 21st?
We stopped seeing each other. I don't remember the exact date that the police questioned him. I was told to pretend like nothing was wrong and just to go along with how things were, because when the police questioned him, they wanted to catch him off guard and not give him time to come up with a story.
Have you been prosecuted for this, sir?
No, I have not.
How come, Miss Williams?
I took him to small claims court.
Well, what about he stole your credit card?
I went to the bank, and they told me that they couldn't give me the money.
Don't tell me what they could or couldn't do. I'm asking you, you went to the police because your card was missing.
Correct.
Then you found out that it was the defendant who was using your ATM card.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell the police that you didn't wish to prosecute him criminally?
No, they had to close the case because they couldn't prove anything either way. So they told me that they had to close it.
Well, that's ridiculous. I don't understand that at all, Miss Williams.
Me neither.
I don't understand that. You identified Mr. Castillo.
Correct.
From the pictures at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
At the time you went to the police, you didn't know who had taken your card. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you view the pictures at the bank?
It was in between the 15th and his birthday.
In between the 15th and the 21st?
Yes.
And then you realized he was the one who had been withdrawing the money?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any other follow-up police reports?
I don't believe so. I think that's the final one. I have the photos from...
I'd like to see them.
Your Honor, there's probably a million photos of the two of us at the bank, me pushing numbers and her sitting in the passenger seat. I just don't have access to any of the photos, even though I've requested them many a times.
I never gave him my PIN number.
Mr. Castillo, why would she have gone to the police if you were still friends and hanging out? Listen to me very carefully, sir. Give me a reason, plausible reason, that I can understand. Why, if you, as you said, were still friends, still hanging out, and according to you, still seeing each other?
We slept each other on my birthday.
According to you, still seeing each other. Why, if she realized that money was coming out of her account, would she have gone to the police?
Because I moved back in with my son's mother.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen to me. No, she went to the police, sir.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with anything.
No, she went to the police, sir, on the 15th of January.
Correct.
And you told me that you were still friends and hanging out up until your birthday.
Until after my birthday, yes.
She went to the police before.
That's correct.
Your birthday.
I didn't know about that.
Yes, he did.
Are you not following me?
He knew that I was.
I mean, are you being?
He did.
Just a shh.
I was served my paperwork on February 24th from the Milford
Courthouse. Listen to me very carefully, sir.
Okay.
There would have been no reason, if you were still together, as far as she was concerned in her mind, there would have been no reason for her to go to the police to get you in trouble on the 15th of January because you were still together. She would have said, well, he had my card, he withdrew the money. Is there something that I'm not seeing?
No, you got it perfectly.
Do you understand, Mr. Castillo?
No, I do not.
You have children with him?
Yes.
How many?
One.
One, that's enough. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. Can I?
Don't. No, I don't want you to say it. I just want to know, make sure you understand what I'm saying. You can explain it to him later.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, at my stage in life, I don't have enough time to try to explain it to you because I think I'd be here all day. You owe us $1,600. Do you understand?
I understand that.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I helped him as much as I possibly could.
She gave me everything I wanted and needed.
I bent over backwards for him, and he...
Anytime, and I paid no rent and no bills.
Just stole it.
Well, I'm a guy. I got needs.
If he needed it that bad, why couldn't he ask?